We're in Netzivot Shalom, Parshat Korach, on page Kuf Vav, the last piece in Netzivot Shalom on Parshat Korach, V'aron Mahu Kitalinu Alav. Ita Bever Avraham, and it says in the Be'er Avraham, a sefer in Slonim or Chassidus, V've'or Madi'ita Berashi, that which Rashi says, B'shem Tanchuma, in the name of the Tanchuma. So, first of all, he's not quoting the pasuk to start. The pasuk at the top is Varon Mahu Kitalinu Alav. Is when Moshe Rabbeinu says to Korach and his people, he says, "Okay, you're coming against me. I disagree with you." And he was pained by it. But he adds in Varon, and what are you coming against Aaron for? What's wrong with Aaron that you're coming against him? That's part of Moshe's response at the complaint. So he starts the Netivot Shalom here. Jumps right in. He says, "It says in the Sefer of Be'er Avraham, in the name of the Medrash Tanchuma." That Rashi brings the name of the Tanchuma, he'll be shan talitot shekulan techelet uva uva amdu lifnei Moshe. Relatively famously known. If not, now you'll know it, and when you hear it, you'll be, oh yeah, I know this famous Rashi, famous Medrash Tanchuma. That Korach took his whole congregation and he went, and they all put on these begadim of techelet. They all took four cornered garments, not that had a blue string, not that had a string of techelet, but the garment itself was dyed in techelet. It was a blue garment. And they went before Moshe. Amru lo, talit shekula techelet, chayevet betzitzit o petura. If you have a talit that's all techelet, the actual beged itself is completely techelet, does it need tzitzis on it or not? Amar lahen, chayevet. He said the beged still requires tzitzis. Vechule. The vechule is, they all laughed at him and said, if one string of techelet is good enough to make the tzitzis kosher, you're really going to tell me, Moshe, that the whole beged tzechelet, it's not good enough? Now, obviously, again, there's more. There is the baseline understanding that the idea of having a string, a blue string of tzechelet on tzitzis, is that it reminds you of the ocean, and the ocean reminds you of the sky, and it reminds you of the kisei hakavod, and it keeps your focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you see that one string of tzechelet. And so, misad svara, meaning in terms of just making an argument, yes, there's an interesting question in if you make the whole beged tchelet, and the beged itself reminds you, do you need tzitzis? The answer is yes. But they weren't coming and asking a question, they were simply coming and trying to undermine Moshe. Meaning they built up a straw man to knock it down. Meaning they weren't coming to have a conversation with Moshe. They weren't coming to have a debate with Moshe. They weren't coming to ask in subjugation, to ask from the wisdom of Moshe. They were coming to knock him down and say, oh, right, we knew you were going to say that, but that's crazy. If the whole beged's techelet, it's fine. Really, you shouldn't be the leader. Really, you're just making stuff up as you go along. You're not really giving us a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We're just making stuff up as you go along. You just want to tell us what to do. They weren't coming to discuss, they were coming to knock him down. And that's the Medrash there. The Korach haya bechinat gavoha be'avodat Hashem. The Korach was the aspect of haughtiness, of being very high and haughty in avodat Hashem. Ugdita be'medrash, the Medrash says, Amru chachamim, chacham gadol haya Korach umitu'ani ha'aron. Va'avodato hayita Biriat haromemut, shimadrigah gvoha biyoter, that the midah, the avoda of Korach, was specifically in yirat haromemut, of seeing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a tremendously high level. Ach midat achna'a v'shiflut lo haitalo, meaning he was a great person who had tremendous vision, and he saw great things. But because he was on such a high place, he completely lost the attribute of humility. He lost the necessary balancing attribute of humility. The inyana techelet mirameiz al yirat haromemut. And the concept, meaning the beauty of Torah and Chazal, is it always goes deeper and deeper and deeper. It wasn't just that he chose tzitzis. This was bringing out the very way in which he went to go against Moshe was reflective of his essence. Because once it becomes a midrash, once it becomes Chazal, there's depths to plumb here in terms of what's happening. He says inyana techelet mirameiz al yirat haromemut. The whole concept, like we just said, of techelet is seeing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is seeing the greatness and the loftiness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's inherent in the midst of Tehillat itself. The Knaf morel midat achnav v'shiflut. But the Knaf is about lowliness. Meaning, when Korach came and attacked Moshe, he said, if it's all Tehillat, I always see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do I need the string for? Because that was Korach. Korach had tremendous vision. Korach constantly was seeing Shemaim. Korach was constantly seeing the Kisei HaKavod. He was always looking up. He always saw things very high. But his question was, then what do I need a string on the corner for? He was unable to look down. He was unable to lower himself. He was unable to think about the corner. He was unable to think about the knaf. He was all about looking up, about seeing high. He couldn't see low. He couldn't subjugate himself. Even in the way he went about showing that Moshe was putting himself above was reflective of his worldview. Always looking up, which is great, but missing the hachna'a, missing the subjugation, missing the humility that needs to come along with it. V'ta'uto shel Korach ha'ita b'choshvo, asher b'avodat Hashem mitoch yir'at ha'remut levad, b'lo hachna'a v'shiflut, gam ken yemuchan v'roi l'kuhuna gedola. And his big mistake, because Korach was tremendous, anybody who's mentioned in Tanakh is tremendous. Korach was one of the greatest of the great, but he had a big problem, and that's what made him lost forever. But Korach was tremendous, and his mistake was that he thought that he had a whole aspect, a whole way in Avodas Hashem that was all in Yirat HaRamut, of seeing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, without Hachna'a, without subjugation, without Shiflut, without lowliness. And he thought that that alone, without the other side of it, was enough to become proper to be the Kohen Gadol. And you can't be the Kohen Gadol without both. He wasn't ra'oi to be Kohen Gadol. It wasn't. He said, "What about why does Aaron get to be Kohen Gadol? I should be Kohen Gadol." The answer is no. First of all, no. Second of all, even if it were true that you could be the Kohen Gadol, you can't be the Kohen Gadol because you lack the essential midah of hachna'a and shiflus, which is necessary to be the Kohen Gadol. Talit And this is the essence of his question about the ktzitzis. Shesavar she'achar shu bechinat talit shekulat tchelet eino tzarich o letzitzita kanaf shemidat achna v'shiflut. That he thought, if I'm already a beggar that's kulo tcheles, what do I need a corner for? What do I need to look down at the corner for? I'm already looking up. I'm already seeing Shamayim. I'm already gazing at a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What do I need to worry about a string on the corner for? I'm kulo yirat haromimut. That's awesome. That's amazing. But you have no humility. Umoshe heishivo shechayevet betzitzit. And Moshe responds, no. Even if you have a beged that's completely techelet, it still needs tzitzis. It still requires tzitzis. He was answering him, no, even if you're kulo yirat haromamut, even if you're kulo connected to Shemayim, you still need tzitzis on the corner, you still need achna, you still need humility, you still need subjugation. Even if you have all the midos in the world, you can't be a Kohen Gadol unless you know how to slow yourself, unless you know how to subjugate yourself. And therefore it's not proper for him to have the kuna gadola, to have to be Kohen Gadol, because he doesn't have this aspect of humility. V'zeu, Masha Amar Le Moshe, top of the next column. This is what he says to Moshe, that what Moshe says to him. The Aaron, mahu kitalino alav. And Aaron, who is he that you're going against him? What are you fighting against Aaron for? So how is he understanding it? What's the beauty that he's bringing out here in the words of Moshe to Korach when he says, why are you arguing against Moshe? Daron yesh lo midat ma. He's saying, Aaron, mahu kitalino lav. What are you arguing against him for? Because he's mahu. He's the midah of ma. Ma is his essence. Mahu. He is ma. Dehainu hachna v'shiflut, that midah of subjugation, that midah of humility. He's ma, he's meaning Aaron's lessons is ma miani, maani, who am I? That's who he was. And that's why you can't argue against him. Mahu, because he's the midah of ma, of asking, who am I? What am I? That I deserve anything. And that's what makes him deserving of being the Kohen Gadol. Kemo dichtiv, v'nachnu ma. As Moshe says, and who are we? Nachnu ma. V'alkein, who are ra'oi l'kuna gadol, that's what makes him proper to be the Kohen Gadol. Meaning that's so much of a big part of what it is to be the Kohen Gadol. Hold on a second, what does Sammy ask? Isn't there a discussion about Korach becoming the Kohen Gadol during the times of Mashiach? Could be, I haven't heard of that discussion. It could even be it's a Mefurash Gemara Medrash. I don't know. But I'm not familiar with that. I'm not familiar with that. It could be, but I'm not familiar with that. For those who are just joining us, I'm putting back on the chat. If you didn't get the PDF, the PDF's going back up on the chat again. For those who joined us in the middle, So again, to understand, I don't know if he's going to go into it here, but to be the Kohen Gadol, you're mamish serving the whole Jewish people. It just uploaded. For those who join in later, just uploaded. You can download it from the chat now. To be the Kohen Gadol, you have to subjugate yourself. You're serving the whole Jewish people. You're serving on behalf of the whole Jewish people. The Kohen Gadol is the only one to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. The only way that the Kohen Gadol is ra'oi to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur is if he is Klal Yisrael. If he lowers himself and says, I'm mamish holding within me all of Klal Yisrael. I'm not above them. I'm a part of them and they're a part of me. And that's how we're all going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. Aaron HaKohen, who was the first Kohen Gadol, he was Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. He only wanted to bring peace amongst people. He would run from house to house, going and making shalom bayis between husband and wife. Two people were fighting, he'd go to one people and say, he would say, hey, no, he already wants to say he's sorry. And then he'd run to the other and say, no, I already spoke to him, he already wants to say he's sorry. And then bring them together to make shalom. He wasn't above anybody. He wasn't above anything. He was the Midah of Hod. In the Sfiros, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, HaMalchut. Aaron's the Midah of Hod. What is Hod? Hod is the lowest of the Midos. Hod means beauty. Beauty is ephemeral. Beauty passes. Hod means to give hoda'ah, to give thanks. In order to thank somebody, I have to recognize my lowliness. Hoda'ah means to admit that I'm lacking. I have to have humility. His midah, the midah of the Kohen Gadol, the midah of Aaron, what it takes to be the Kohen Gadol, is it to be, that it takes to be a leader, is humility. A leader who stands above will never truly lead. What truly makes a leader, we're talking about Aaron. Let's put Aaron on the side for a second. The greatest leader that ever was, the greatest leader in Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's defining characteristic is that he's an anav. Anav me'od mikol adam eshel pnei adama. Is that he has anava. That's what makes him the greatest leader. And it's totally antithetical to the way that leaders are, lo alinu bizman hazeh, certainly in the secular world, not in the Jewish world, but in the secular world. They think they're above. They're trying to solidify power. They're trying to squash the opposition. That's not how it works. When Korach comes and fights with Moshe Rabbeinu, he doesn't say, you think you're going to take me on? You think you, little you, is going to take me on? He doesn't fight back. He goes and he sends messengers and says, let's make peace, let's make shalom, let's work this out. I love you, you're part of Klal Yisrael. They spit in his face. Korach says no. Datan and Aviram literally spit in his face. Then he has no choice. He says a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's just Pesukim in the Parsha. He says a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I never asked for this. I didn't take anything from them. I never wanted this. And we see it. You go back to when Moshe Rabbeinu was asked to be the leader. He fights and fights and fights with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, not anybody else. Not me. I don't want this. Who am I? I don't want this. Mi ani, he says. Not those words. I'm not quoting from Chumash there. But he says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mi ani, who am I? Pick anybody else. To the point where if he did any chait in his life, the chait that he did was pushed too far there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at him by the end. Meaning it's good to have humility, but you also need self-awareness. It's good to have humility, but you also recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you to do something. And he, in his own super fine way, crosses that line. But Moshe Rabbeinu, his whole essence, he goes to him and says, I never asked for this. I don't want this. I never asked for anything from the people. If they come and fight me tomorrow, he doesn't even say, go wipe them out. He says, I'm telling them not to come, but if they come tomorrow to fight me, you figure this out. I don't want this. You make a Briah Chadasha, you open up the earth, you swallow them up. You show the world who you want to lead. Whatever you want. Because all I'm doing is I'm here to serve you. I'm not serving myself. I'm nothing. I'm nothing without you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm doing what you're telling me to do. If you want me to lead, you clarify who the leader is. And if it's somebody else, Pesir Gamor, I never wanted this. Aaron again, the Kohen Gadol, the Midah of Hod, admitting, thanking, passing beauty, knowing what a leader is meant to be, somebody to recognize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this position. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking me to lead. I'm not leading in my own name. I'm leading in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. That's why I'm here. I'm here to do Ratzon Hashem in the world. a melech, in a Jewish king, the opposite of what in the secular world, in any country, what a president is. What's a president? A president goes, a prime minister, a president, doesn't matter, any leader in the secular world. What do they go, at least if there's a democratic system, we're not even talking about dictators, at least if it's a democratic system, what happens? They go and say, I believe in this, I want to do this, I want this forever, I want to create this, this is my vision. If you believe in my vision, if you buy into me, vote for me. Torah says that a leader is 180 degrees the opposite. In the Midos, at the bottom is Malchus, kingship, David HaMelech, it brings out Malchus in the world. The Sfarim talk about Malchus is a kli. Malchus has nothing of its own. The way the Zohar Kadosh explains what Malchus is, it says, Delate le megarme klum. It has nothing of its own. Malchus mamish has nothing of its own. What is a melech? A true melech, the David HaMelech brings out in the fullest? I'm a vessel. I've totally carved myself out. Why? Why does that make me ra'oi to be king? Because the only kingship there is the kingship of God. The only malchut that there is ol malchut shamayim. And me as being a melech, that means that I am a kli to receive ol malchut shamayim and funnel ol malchut shamayim into the world. Nothing of my own. Nothing of my own. It was so exciting to me when I saw it, when I put the two together, when it clicked for me. David HaMelech has nothing of his own, right? Lately the Garmei Klum. He doesn't even have life. When I went back and saw the Zohar, which said, many people quoted it, I don't think many people realize it's a Zohar, the Zohar which says this, that he had no life. The only reason he was able to live is because Adam HaRishon gave him 70 years of his life. Why does it have to be that way? Why does he have no life? Because David is Malchus, and Malchus has nothing of its own. He couldn't even say, I'm Zohar to my life. I have nothing. I am here as a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. I'm a kli to bring up Malchus into the world. I have no agenda. I have no platform. Even if it's good, it doesn't matter. I have nothing. I'm here to bring Malchut Shemayim into the world. Aaron on the Kohen Gadol, I'm Misharet Hashem. I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have Yirat HaRomut like Korach, but I have Shiflus, which he doesn't have. I have humility, which doesn't have a Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's defining characteristic is that he's the most humble person who ever lived. That's the most important thing. Not his ability to receive the Torah. Not his ability to give it over. Not his ability to speak to rocks or hit rocks or bring forth water or fight for Bnei Yisrael when they sin. None of that matters. Humility. That's where it's at. That's the beginning, the middle, and the end of a leader. That's the beginning and the middle and the end of Avodas Hashem. It's the foundation of Avodas Hashem. That's what it is. That's what it takes. That's what it means. And all of us, everybody here, if you're sitting there at 9:15 in the morning, or I don't know what time it is for you on the West Coast, but whatever hour of the morning you're sitting there, I don't even want to know, whatever you're sitting there, and you're saying, my life is committed to receive it, that's how I want to start my day, is bringing Torah into my day, to be inspired, to think in a ways of Torah, to bring Chassidus into my life, then whether you know it or not, at some point you're going to be a leader. Whether it's a leader in your workplace, a leader amongst your friends, a leader in your community, you're going to be a leader. And whatever it is that you end up leading, humility is the foundation of that. When you don't have that, without humility, you have nothing. I've seen it. I've seen people rise and fall. We've all seen people in history rise and fall. I see people in my own life, in my own organizations, rise and fall on hubris, on gava. Gava is the end of all things. It's the end of all things. And humility is the doorway to everything. If you run from it, it'll follow you. It'll follow you. You'll have no choice. You will be forced to lead if you run from leadership. You'll be forced to lead if you run from kavod. Because that's what it takes to be a leader. That's the beautiful paradox of leadership. And anybody who fights to lead, like Korach, they fall. You fight for leadership, and especially... all of us. You fight for leadership by trying to spit in somebody's face, trying to throw dirt in their face and drag them down to free up a spot. You want to free up their spot so you can take it? How does the Kadosh Baruch Hu respond? Oh, you wanted his place? You're not happy with your place? I'm opening up the earth. You have no place anymore. You're not happy with your place? Fine. There is no place for you. Because I told you what your place was, and that wasn't good enough for you. So you have no place. That's the way it goes. That was Aaron HaKohen. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's David HaMelech. The greatest leaders of Jewish history. Their greatest midah was humility. Was lowering themselves, opening themselves up, funneling HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. Taking it a little bit further. We're four lines in on the second column, page Kuf Vav. First line is Gidola. Umivo'ar od kavanat omro Aharon mahu. And again, more about this concept of Aharon mahu. Alpita'itza b'gemaras. The Gemara says in Erevin. Bet shanim umechza nechlechu beit shama vitila. Omnim noach lo la'adam shlo nivra yoter mishanivra. For 2 years, 2.5 years, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel were arguing and saying, noach lo la'adam shlo nivra yoter mishanivra. That one side said it's better off for a human being that they weren't even created, better than they were created. V'halalu omnim noach lo la'adam mishanivra yoter mishlo nivra. And the other one said, no, better they should be created than they not be created. So what does that mean? Umevo'ar b'sefer Chuaschin asher elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. If it's Hillel and Shammai, elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. They're both bringing out two facets of truth here. Ima adam le'atmo noach lo shelo nivra. Beautifully says, if the person who's born only lives for himself, yeah, better off he never had been created. Shelibo shavor b'kir bo. Sorry, I skipped the line. Ima adam atzmo noach lo nivra. Shelibo shavor b'kirbo. Ukeshemagia la'asot mitzvah yodea she'ein lo she'echut lazeh. V'yira migeshet la'asot ha'mitzvah. Ha'adam hazeh noach lo shenivra. Somebody whose heart is broken. And a person who comes to a mitzvah who knows that he has no she'echut, he has no connection to this. And he's afraid to even come close to a mitzvah. Meaning he understands that he has no rights to this. He has no zchuyot in this way. There's nothing coming to him that he gets to do mitzvot. Ha'adam hazeh noach lo shenivra. That person was noach that he was created. It's better that he be created. Sheish l'Hashem yibrach nachat ruach minu. Kadosh Baruch Hu has nachat ruach. When a person says, wow, what a schus to do a mitzvah. What a blessing it is to have another moment of life and to be able to do this mitzvah. What a bracha it is that I can wash my hands and tefillah tefillah this morning. What a bracha it is that I can tie my shoes the right way this morning. What an unfathomable schus it is. That I'm able to come forward and to dive into a Kadosh Baruch Hu and talk to him face to face. What an incredible opportunity that he's letting me sing Hallel to him today because it's Rosh Chodesh. That I'm able to say an extra Musaf and connect to the Korban Musaf because I can't bring the Korban yet. Mizrach Shem, we should be able to all bring up him here, Rabbi Aminu. That to be able to come to it, that humility. Noach lo shenivra. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's Nachat Ruach in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a person says that it's good that I exist, that if he thinks, yeah, I do deserve to exist. I'm doing great things here. I deserve to exist. Even if such a person serves a Kadosh Baruch Hu, since that person completely lacks humility, wants better than it wasn't created. When you're doing a mitzvah, you think, oh, I'm the man, I did this mitzvah. Fair size. I'm the woman, I'm doing this mitzvah. Whatever you're thinking to yourself when you're doing the mitzvah, if you think I deserve to do this, I'm the best, I'm God's gift to the world, because nobody's davening like I'm davening. I'm God's gift to the world because nobody's leading the shul like I'm leading the shul. Nobody's teaching everybody in the office how to do business like a Jew, like I'm teaching them how to do business like a Jew. A person who's even doing it right, it's corrupted inside. It's poisoned inside. The Sitra Achra has taken it all over. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested. He's not interested in a person who when they do a mitzvah, they see themselves. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvot to see Him. And I've totally missed the point. If I gaze at a mitzvah and it's a mirror, HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws it on the floor. Because that's not why He created mitzvot. He created mitzvot as a window to look through them and see Him. It's all the difference in the world. It's mamish all the difference in the world. Somebody says, how do you balance that with the idea that the world was created just for you? Dafka to balance it. That's exactly the point. That's the great question. Exactly the point. Meaning, the world was created for you. Meaning, you, Michael, you have a job. You, Leanna, you have a job. You, Mariana, you have a job. You, Noah, you have a job. Every single one of us has a job. And remember that if I don't do that job, then the world is incomplete. But if I hype myself up and think that either my job is bigger than it is, and I step on somebody else's toes, or even worse, I hype myself up so much that I try to do a quote-unquote bigger job, more important job, that first of all, somebody else is already doing. And number two, then I'm leaving my post unmanned. I'm leaving my post empty. And that's not getting done. Yeah, the world's going to fall apart because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Because you thought you were so big and did what somebody else was supposed to do. Korach had a job in this world. He was so busy trying to do Aaron's job and Moses' job, who were, by the way, doing a very good job on their own, that he didn't do Korach's job. So it's that balance of saying, yeah, the whole world was created for me, and I have to live up to that. I have a responsibility for that. With great power comes great responsibility. The whole world was created for me, I have to do that job. But on the flip side, if I don't have that power, I don't have that responsibility, and if I try to do that, I'm messing up the whole system. I'm very important exactly where I am. And I have to have the humility to know that I don't belong anywhere else, and the humility to know the only reason that I have this position is because God gave it to me as a gift. And the only reason that I have these capacities is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me as a gift. To recognize that. And therefore, if I have tremendous skills with math, and I need to do accounting for, I'm doing the whole accounting for the whole OU to help me machazik the Jewish world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me these hands. And so I mamish can save a person's life in surgery. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the ability to speak in such a way that I'm able to go and share Torah and hopefully inspire people. That's a gift. And I therefore have to use it as such. That's the balance. Remember, it's a gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me because I have a purpose that He gave to me, and I have a responsibility to fulfill it because He appointed me to do it. That's a big responsibility, and I should wake up every day so excited, and I feel huge. God created me with a reason and a purpose and gifts to do it. I gotta move. I'm God's emissary in this world. And to balance that out with, to only do that, and not to get ahead of myself, only what a Kadosh Baruch Hu put me here to do. And certainly not to try to do what He put somebody else here to do. Those are the two sides. That's the balance. What we said, I think, in another Nesilat Shalom Chabur, I don't remember which one we said it in. I think it was the last one that we had in Zoom in June. I think it might have been last Thursday on Zoom in June. It's that balance of, so it's not ego. It's the balance of humility and self-awareness. I wouldn't even bring it into ego. Of humility and self-awareness. I need to be totally self-aware and live life from a place of self-awareness, but not let it lead to hubris. Not let it lead to ego. And I can be, there's no contradiction between humility and self-awareness. Those work perfectly in tandem. And it's a problem, because if I think humility is berating myself, then I also won't fulfill my purpose. So it's the balance of humility and self-awareness. That's how I understand it. That's how I understand it. I hope that answered the question. If you have a follow-up, put it back in the chat. Tov. Continuing on, he says, around 8 lines up from the bottom, it says the third one is ach, after the period. Ach kasher adam atzmo noach lo shenivra. We went back a couple lines, I apologize. That a person that they think, oh, I was created for, I'm God's gift to the world. Noach lo shenivra. Shumerutze me'atzmo ve'ein libo nishbar b'kir bo. That I think I'm great, and my heart's not broken. I don't think I'm so lowly. I'm not lowly at all. I'm God's gift to the world. That person serves a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mikivan she'ein lo hachna'a v'ashiflut. So that person has no humility. Ein zeratzon Hashem yibrach v'noach lo shenivra. It's better that he wasn't created. Now that this is where we're up to. 4 lines from the bottom of the page. V'zeu ma'ashi shivo Moshe. And that's what Moshe says back. V'aron mahu. Aharon, Mahu, what is Aharon? Pirush, Sharon libo shabor v'kibokokach, that Aharon, he was so broken, not in a bad way, he was broken inside in the sense that he didn't think of himself as anything. His gaiva was so broken. Bechinat v'nach numa, who are we, he was saying. Shu batel mevotal b'inei atzmo, in his eyes he was mamish nothing. I'm nothing more than what a Kaddish Baruch Hu put me here to do. That's all I am. Umargish she'enu ra'oi l'shamesh b'avodat Hashem b'kodesh HaKadoshim she'en lo shum she'achud lazeh. And he felt that he had no right to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He had no connection to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Top of the next page. V'chol ma she'oseh u'mishamesh b'kuna g'dola. And everything he did is Kohen Gadol. Hu rak machmat sivoy Hashem brach. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him to do it. Av shemakir b'atzmo she'en ro'i l'kach. He said to himself, I'm not ra'i to be the Kohen Gadol. I don't deserve to be the Kohen Gadol. But if God tells me go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, of course I'm going to go. If God tells an ant to go left, he goes left. If God tells a squirrel, go up the tree, it goes up the tree. If God tells me, go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, lahavdil, it's the Kodesh HaKadoshim, lahavdil, I'm a human being. But he tells me to go in. I go in. But the only reason I go in is because I got to, and again, that comes back to what the other person asked before. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu said to you, you have these skills, you have this capacity, that's not gaiva. A Kodesh Baruch Hu created you and said, go do that. I'm going and doing it because I'm an emissary of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it's not gaiva to say, no, I can't, because I'm a nothing. That's not humility. That's destructive. That's a destructive lack of self-confidence. That's a destructive lack of self-awareness. It's the balance of humility and self-awareness. Aaron knew, I had oil poured over my head. I was waved by Moshe. I was designated by God, Kohen Gadol. I didn't do anything. God said to me, that's what I am. So if that's what I am, that's what I am. If he says, go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, I go. But he never for a second said, vaday, I'm going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because who else was going to go? It was always going to be me. It was always going to be me. I'm Aharon HaKohen. He never said, never in his life did such a thought cross his mind. Never in his life did Moshe Rabbeinu, his whole life, a thought across his mind. Who else is going to lead the Jewish people? Whoever, who else is as good as me? Obviously, there was no obvious anything. His whole life he said, anybody else. Anybody else. You want to replace me? Bisimcha. Give it to anybody else. But until you do, if you're telling me to go lead the people, you're God. So I'm nothing. You tell me to lead, so that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. And that's how a person needs to look at it. Everything in life. My wife and I, we just took on a new job, a new position. When you get that phone call that says, you know what? You're the perfect person to do this. You're going to run this community. Same thing again. It's an avoda. And I thought about it a lot before I said yes. Of having to internalize. Again, all of us, I'm giving a personal example, each one of us in our own way, whatever it is when we get these things in life. Not to say, yes, I should be leading a community in Israel. I can't even speak Hebrew properly. My first thought was, oh my God, everything's going to be in Hebrew. I'm going to have a Google Translate can't even dig me out of this hole. How am I going to fake it? That was my first thought. You know, what do I lack? But to look back and say, okay, what was the pitch? You led a community at Queens College. Now lead a community in Israel. You're not to run anything, you're not in charge. Help guide it in the way that you can guide it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you those skills. So now take that and help be involved in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And to think to yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him to me at this time, in this moment, in this way. And if I think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me those capacities, I don't have a choice. I have a responsibility to help in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. I have a responsibility to use those kochot in a way of avodas Hashem. But to spend the time, I'm not an Aaron, I'm not a Moshe, obviously. I had all the right thoughts. I stopped and sat and thought and talked to my wife and really thought and thought and thought and said, okay, from a place of humility, am I really digging deep? Am I saying yes from gaiva or from humility? And to really think. And by the way, there were offers between the last one and this one that I said no to. Because the only reason to say yes would have been gaiva. And they didn't speak to my strengths. And they were great opportunities, but it doesn't matter because it wasn't coming from the right place inside. And then you say no. But that's life. Every moment in life, every opportunity in life. We have to all work on ourselves. All of us have to work on ourselves. Come to it from humility. Self-awareness and humility. Self-awareness and humility. Self-awareness and humility. Even our own Akohen. I'm not Zolcha to go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but if a Kodesh Baruch Hu says go in, I go in because he said to go. And he told me I should go in. And that's it. And that's how the whole thing works. So, let's take the next paragraph. Vayotze mikol ze. What comes out of this is, says the Nesivos Shalom, top of page Kuvzayin, four lines in, top beginning of the paragraph. Vayotze mikol ze, what comes out of all of this is, hu shepigam korach, he begeut, shu chamor ma'od. It was in ga'ava. It was in ego, which is very, very serious. Kemo shamru chazal, because I'll say, we've actually quoted this many times in the last few weeks when we've been talking about this topic. But here is, this is the quote from the Gemara in Sota. Sha'akadosh Baruch Hu Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Alamit ga'ev, about somebody who has gaiva, somebody who has ego. Ein ani v'hu yachol ador ba'olam. We can't live in the same world together. Am melo kol aretz kvodo. I fill the world with my kavod. If your ego is filling the world, I'm out. There's space for one of the two of us. You decide who gets to live here. You want me here, or you want you here. And that's based on your ego. That's what the Gemara in Sota says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. V'mechavein shinana ge'ut, hu san'oi lefnei makom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates ga'ava. He hates ego. Because it's because it lacks a recognition of, the complete lack of self-awareness. It's a complete lack of understanding of what humanity is, keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what ego is. V'alkeinu pigam korach chamor kolkach, and it was so bad by Korach since he had this pigam of ga'ava, of ego, ad b'chinat v'yevdu mitoch ha'kahal, that he was totally lost from all of Klal Yisrael. Shu kamor marad beit Avram, as the Tzal number says, al ma'amar ha'katuv, as it says in the Pasuk, uvau ha'ovdim be'eretz ha'shur, and those who were lost in Assyria will come back in the times of Mashiach. Sha'ashur hu inyam gi'ut, that Ashur is hinting to ga'ava. That it's when a person's mind and their heart thinks that they're the best. Meaning, those who are lost are in Ashur. Those who are lost are the ones who go to Ga'ava. Ashur is Ga'ava. Those who are lost are those who are connected to Ashur. Those who are lost are those connected to Ga'ava. Because when you're connected to Ga'ava, you're lost. When you're connected to ego, you're lost. Because if you're a Baal Gaiva, when you go and do tshuva, the more tshuva you do, it just makes the problem worse. Oh, look at the tshuva I did. Meaning you have no way out of it. Then you're like, then you're busy puffing up your chest because you're the biggest Baal tshuva on the face of the planet. And that's just more ego. Meaning there's no way out of it. Until you recognize the problem of Gaiva, until you recognize the problem of ego, you can do tshuva, but you can't do tshuva on Gaiva while you're a Baal Gaiva. You can't do tshuva on ego when you have ego. There's no way out. The only way out is to first break the ego down. Ve'ein maspikin biyado lasot tshuva. You can't do tshuva until you break the ego first. Ve'af im bishar ha'inanim hu oved l'Hashem yibarach. And even if in every other way such a person serves God. Mikol makom kevan she'ein lo achna'a v'shiflut. Since that person completely lacks subjugation, completely lacks the ability to lower themselves. Eino misugal la'asot tshuva v'harehu b'vchinat oved. He can't do tshuva and he's mamish lost. V'zeu ma she'ne'emar b'korach. That's what it says by Korach. V'yavdu mitoch ha'kahal, that he was lost in the kahal. Shal yidei pegam ha'ga'ava niyu la'ovdim. That because he had ga'ava, he was totally lost. Because he had ga'ava, he was totally lost. Tov, we're at time. We'll try to keep to the time again because there are real people, right? Not that Zoom Jim wasn't real people, but it was a gift in being able to have 3 hours a day to learn. We'll make sure to try to end Mamish at 5 o'clock my time. It's now 5:01. To recognize here the central core message, one of the central core messages of Parshat Korach, of the mistake of Korach, of having Ga'ava, the necessity that if you really want to lead, first of all, you probably shouldn't lead if you really want to lead. That's your first tip off that you probably shouldn't lead. But that a real leader, what it takes to be a real leader, is the hachna'a, is the subjugation, is the hachna'a, is the breaking of ego. That ego is the worst thing that there is. To learn to work, all of us on our level, however much ego we have, to work to break that ego, to focus on subjugating ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize I have kochot, and I have to have that. I have to recognize that self awareness, but that it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that by all of us here, when we each one of us achieves the role or roles of leadership that we will inevitably fill, to remember we didn't earn it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifted to us. and to lead it as an emissary, as a shaliach of Hashem, that's what will give us hatzlacha, and to live our whole lives and everything we do, that we're just shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through that, we elevate ourselves. The more we push ourselves down, the beautiful paradox in Judaism, the more you lower yourself, the greater you are. You want to be Moshe, you got to put yourself all the way in the ground. You have to be an Anav Moshe, you want to be Moshe, work on the Midah of Hachna'ah. Work on breaking ego. That's how we become the greatest people who ever were. B'ezras Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us self-awareness to recognize where we have that ego, to help us mamish break down that ego, and to become great, because we know all we are emissaries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'ezras Hashem, by all of us. Yishkoach.